Today's shir Mishmur Yomi is Siman Tafn Dalad, and we are up to Sif Dal. We'll be finishing the Siman today. Ein Adam Yoytze Yedei Chovaso B'Matzah Gzula. Famous sugya, all over town. You're not Yoytze your Chov of Matzah to be Yoytze the Mitzvah of Matzah if it's with stolen Matzah. Bamed Varam Amurim, Bamed Varam Amurim, Keshe Gazal Matzah, Avalim Gazal Chitim O Kemach Vaso Matzah, Vaso Matzah. Bizman has Yotzeba Shekana Bishinui the David Levadu Chayav. So he says, when do we say that what that you are Yotze not Yotze matzah when it's stolen is if you stole the actual matzah. Aval in Gazal Chitim, but if you stole the wheat or you stole the flour and you made it into matzah, there you're gonna be Yotze, because that's what's called Shinui Maisa. That when a person steals something and transforms it into a different object, the gazlin or ganav is kaina. Ah, what do you mean? It could be kaina and it becomes his? Yeah, it becomes his. What does he have to do? He has to pay instead. And when you steal something, you do a shinui, so then you're kona. It's not like when you go ahead and you acquire something, let's say you find something and you acquire it, yeish is kona. There, you're kona and you don't have to pay anyone. Here, the pshat is you're kona because shinui with the gzela and gneva is, or gneva is kone for the ganav gazlin, but once he's kone, so then it's like the object is no longer around. Let's say you steal something and the object's no longer around. You got to pay, right? So that's basically the idea. You're kone, now you have to pay. But what happens? A ganav steals. He steals a gazlin, he steals flour, he steals wheat. So he does a shinui on it. And now it's matzah, because he made it to dough, he made it to matzah. It's no longer flour, it's no longer wheat. So he's kone the matzah, now he can be yotze the mitzvah. And he has to pay. It's not that he wasn't over the Avera. He was still over the Avera, but now it's no longer an issue in terms of being Yotze the Matzah. Now, what's the problem with being Yotze on Matzah Gzula? I understand I did a bad thing, but why am I not Yotze? So there's two basic pshatim as to why you're not Yotze. We'll see it inside the Mishnah Brura. So let's first see. Yudalit. Sifkot Yudalit. Ein Adam Yotze Yidei Chov Vaso. The person is not Yotze his Chov of Matzah with Matzah Gzula, with stolen Matzah. Hainu, he says, afilu b'di'eved. This is even b'di'eved. Sarach lachzor v'lechol. Even b'di'eved. That's you doing a bad thing. You're not yotze, period. And you have to go ahead and eat matzah that's yours. It's not stolen. U'mistimas halashon mashna, it's sarach lachzor l'varech. And in the pashas of the lashon is, you weren't yotze, and now when you eat the matzah, you're for the first time doing the mitzvah, and you have to go ahead and make the bracha. He says, meaning you have to make the bracha as a mitzvah. So you went ahead, you made a bracha levatala, obviously, because you're not yotze with the matzah gzula. Now, when you go ahead and eat regular matzah to be yotze, you got to make a bracha. Vayim b'beralacha, he says, shekhan b'beralacha, gets into this. Vayim b'tshuva shagas aryeh, simon, tzadi, hey, shekasav, da'af galel yom tov sheni, ain't a yotze with matzah gzula. He says that even on yom tov sheni, you're not yotze with matzah gzula. What the havamina would be, I ain't shom in the beralacha. Let's move back. There's sifkat and tesvav. So you're not yotze with matzah gzula. Why are you not yotze with matzah gzula? Hatam, the reason is, the alfinan mechala begzera shava de lechem lechem. So he gives the first reason. First reason is there's a gzera shava from chala. What do you see by the mitzvah of chala? You know, the mitzvah of being mafrish chala. What do you see by the mitzvah of mafrish chala? Ma hasam ein adam mafrish chala ela meisa shalo. What do you see by the mitzvah of chala? It says that you're not, from the pasuk we learn, that you're not yotze unless you're using challah that's owned by you. Diksiv ariso sechem. It says you have to own the challah. It has to be your stuff. So it's not a halacha in gzela per se. It's a halacha in the fact that you're not the owner. You're not the bailim. You have to be the bailim. It has to be yours to be yotze. Okay? And unless it's yours, you're not going to be yotze. So af kan kein, so too here. Okay? So he says, bedafka gzula. But he says, it's only by gzela that there's going to be a problem. Avalim shal matzah yotzeba. But if you borrowed matzah, you yotze. Now, that's a big question. Why is that? If you guys ever learned sukkah, you know that if the reason why you can't go ahead and be yotze with a lulav that's stolen is because it needs to be yours, you also can't use a borrowed lulav, right? When you go ahead and on the first day, you're not allowed to use a borrowed lulav. Why? Because the lulav has to be yours. So why is it different by matzah? So watch this chap. It says by matzah, you'll be yotze if you borrow matzah. Why? There's no such thing as real sheila by matzah. It's like saying, could I borrow some tissues from you and you blow your nose in it? Obviously, you're not giving them back tissues, okay? So if you're borrowing matzah, you're not really saying, I'm borrowing matzah. What you're saying is, if you really mean borrow, you either mean give it to me, and like you're just using the word, or if you mean anything that's like borrowing, what you really mean is give it to me as a loan and I'll pay you back. But obviously, you're consuming it. Now, what's the halacha of a loan? The halacha of a loan, if I loan you money, so as soon as they give you the money, whose money is that?
Mine.
Right? It's the person that you loan the money to. And then he has a chiyuv to pay you back. So he says, so therefore, by she'ela, the reason why you're going to be yotze is not because you could be yotze with someone else's object, because you can only be yotze matzah with someone else's object. But if you're borrowing someone's matzah, that means he's really giving it to you for you to own and eat and pay him back either matzahs or money. Okay? That's what he says. But lo lachzir ben, in kein harei yisha lo mamish. Therefore, it's going to be his totally. Kasla poskim. Okay, so that's this first shot. Okay, this first shot here is saying that the basis for not being yotze has nothing to do with the mitzvah baba avera. Okay, it has to do with much, much more fundamental. You have to own your matzah. Okay, there's also a problem of mitzvah baba avera. Okay, that's also a reason why you're not going to be able to be yotze. But this is much more basic. Okay, it's much more basic. It has to be owned by you. Okay? And Gzela has another problem of mitzvah baba avera. Okay? Kasuva poskim. The yesh li zaher, the poskim write that a person has to be careful. Kesha ofen harbei betanur echad. When a person goes ahead and he bakes a lot of matzah in one tanur, meaning he's going and he's baking his matzahs in like a commercial oven where a lot of people are baking their matzahs in that oven. So what happens is, harbei pa'amim mischalfin ha-matzahs. If you're ever doing a baking with other people, so you have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is when it comes out, maybe you'll get someone else's matzahs. The matzahs will get flipped. So I get your matzah, you get my matzah. So nachon shiyamru, you know what you should say if you're ever in a situation like that? From the start, you should say, kol mi shiyagiya matzasi liyado yelo matan. You should say, whoever gets my matzah, the other person obviously say the same thing, it's yours b'matana. So therefore, when he takes out your matzah, you take his matzah, you've taken out the other person's matzah, but when you took out the other person's matzah, you're being koned because he gave it to you, but matana. Okay? Dilavach yesh bezech shash matzah zula. Then you have a concern that maybe this is matzah zula. Because we owed the tov lo markein gam bishas tchina. He says, and the truth is, even when what? Even when you go ahead and you're grinding up the wheat into flour, if you're doing it together with a lot of people, because sometimes, what happens? Sometimes the flour gets mixed up. My flour, my wheat, your wheat. Now, the chiddush here is, you should do this even there, even though, in that case, you're going to be yotze the mitzvah. You'll be yotze the mitzvah. Why? Because in the tchino, we say this shinu in yikone. But that's only because of being yotze the mitzvah. You're still going to be over the yisr of what? You're still going to be over the yisr of gzela. So, okay? We'll see. That's the next halacha. We'll see. The yesh od, prat, echad, mashamotzi li kashelbo. And he said, there's another reason, okay, that you can go ahead and get messed up. There's another nakuda. I shouldn't say another reason. There's another issue you have to be concerned about that you might get messed up in the making of matzahs. Kagon, for example, in kana matzah, a person goes ahead and he acquires matzah, who mashchan rishus, and he did a mashicha of the matzah into his rishus. In mamocher gila daito be'es mechiraso, what happens if when you go ahead and you buy from someone, the mocher makes it clear to you when he sells it to you that he really needs the money and he can't sell it to you now where you're going to pay him later. That you need to, you need to pay him now. The alkane, and based on this, ayil v'nafik acharav, he goes ahead and he's coming after you, pay me, right? He's coming after you, azuze, umadcheyu, b'leich v'shu, and you go ahead and you're being doche him. Okay, and he keeps coming back. In that situation, you have a real concern. Okay, he's coming back and forth, and you're being doche him. You have to worry and be concerned. You have to understand what he's talking about here. When you go ahead and you acquire from a matzah guy, right? You acquire matzahs from a matzah factory. So the halacha is when you buy something, the payment is your chiyuv to pay. you acquire it as soon as you take the matzahs. And as long as you pay, you know, you fulfill your chiyuv. But when did the mechira happen? The mechira happened when you want, when you took it. So it's not gzela. The only thing is that you pay. But if the mocher makes it clear at the time of the mechira that he's doing this for the money that he needs right now, and he actually runs after you, and which shows that he really needs that money right now, so then it's like the mechira is on condition that he's getting paid. And if he's not getting paid, then the mechira wasn't a mechira, and therefore it was gzela. So that's what he says. You have to always be careful. Okay? And he says that you're not going to be yotze the chiyuv of matzah min haTorah, because at the end of the day, what happened? Since the mechira was totally on you paying him, and you did not pay him, so then in the end, you are in your possession is someone else's matzah. Oh. So those are the different things that you have to be concerned about. So that's just to sum up this Mishnah Brura. Matzah gezula, the most basic reason why you can't be yotzei is because the matzah has to be yours based on the gzeira shava from challah. Has to be shalom, has to be matzah shalom. And by gzeila, it's not shalom. By she'ela, it's going to be shalom because by definition, she'ela by matzah is halva, which means that the one who gets it, b'she'ela, actually owns it when he's eating it. He says you should, even in a case where you don't actually do any gzeila, but there's a concern that you might have someone else's matzah inadvertently, you have to be very careful. And therefore, like if you go ahead and you're baking matzahs together with other people, you should make sure to set it up that if you're in possession or someone else is getting your matzah, every person should, you know, set it up that the person who takes your matzah is being kind of a matana from you and vice versa. And therefore, everything is great. You should be concerned with this, even in cases where you're the yotze, where the problem of it getting mixed up might even be in the earliest stages in the tchina process, where ultimately you'll be yotze anyway, but you'll still chas v'shalom be over gzela, even though it's inadvertent. So you got to be careful there. And then he goes and he points out that you got to be careful to pay up for your matzahs in situations where the owner is makbid, that you pay in so much as he's showing that he wants you and he comes after you to pay. So if you don't pay him right away after he comes after you and you docha him, you in that situation you might not actually be the owner yet of that matzah, and you wouldn't be yotze because you didn't own it. Now it's interesting that the halacha is that many hold, okay, that you should always pay for matzahs. You should make sure to pay for the matzahs before Pesach, okay? And to bechlal, you should go ahead and do that. Why? If the guy's not makbid and he allows you to what? He allows you to just take it and you'll pay later. So what's the problem? Why do you dafka have to pay? So if you guys remember from an earlier Yomi, the guys who were in Yomi before, there's a machlokes whether by metalkalin, Meshicha works or what? Or Kesef. And Kesef works, we hold that Kesef works min haTorah, Meshicha de Rabbanan. So therefore, it's kedai to pay also because this way you'll be doing both kinyanim. Meshicha, when you take it from the one who's selling it to you, and Kesef, and therefore l'chol adeos, you've done the proper kinyanim on the metaltalin. You got it? Okay, let's move weiter. So now we move on. Yotze ba, ye yotze. When are you yotze? If you stole the wheat or you stole the flour and then you made it into matzah, ye yotze, because you were kone b'shinui. So comes Will and he asks, oh, but still, so you might own it, but it's still mitzvah baba avera. So this is a whole big sugya in Maseches Sukkah as well as Maseches Baba Kama, that the pshat is that kol zman that you don't own it, so then it's still gezel, because you have to give it back. Once you own it, the cheftza, it might have a shein gezel, but it's not active gezel. Okay? And therefore, this is what most Rishonim, many Rishonim hold, therefore, there's no halacha anymore of mitzvah baba avera on this, because it doesn't have a din of gezel anymore. All he has is maybe if anything, it has a historical shame gezel. The reason why I'm saying that is because you're going to see that lagabi the bracha with makbid, that you don't make a bracha because it's a disgusting bracha. You yotze, but you don't make a bracha. We'll see. Yotze bo, umikomakom lechatchila lo yikach oso latesba. He says, lechatchila, you should not take it even though you are yotze. Lechatchila, you should not take it to be yotze. Why? To lo yuchal levarech aleha. Because you're not allowed to make a bracha, ukid lakame, like we'll see coming up, We'll discuss it soon enough, why you can't make a bracha, even though you're yotze, when there's a shinui. So look at Sifkat and Yitzayin, Shekana b'shinui, Ritzon Aloma, what's the shinui? The shinui maisa. It's a shinui maisa. V'hu adin heicha shegazal amatza unesana l'acher. Now he's bringing up another halacha. You guys ever heard of the principle of yeyush? So by aveda, if you find someone's aveda and there's no semen on it and you don't have a chiyuv to return it, and there was yeyush, there's an assumption of yeyush, so halacha is you can just pick up an aveda and you cone it. Right? Okay? Because yeyush is kone by aveda. Halacha by gzela is, we paskin that yeyush is not kone by gzela. Let's say I steal something from someone. Someone steals from someone, and the nigzal, the nignav, he's, right, the one who was stolen from, he's miyayish. I'm never going to get it back from Frankie Fingers. Frankie Fingers is too tough. I'm not going to get it back from him. So he's miyayish. So is the gazan now kone? So we paskin, no, he's not kone. But yeyush is kone by gnev gzela, which was called, anyone ever learned the sukkah? With shini rishus. If you have yeyush plus shini rishus, meaning, let's say Reuven steals from Shimon, and then Shimon's miyayish, and then Reuven sells it to Levi. Levi's kone that object. Except it's called yeyush plus shini rishus. How that works, big sukkahs and baba kama and sukkah. So that's what he says over here. The same halacha would be if a person steals matzah, unisan ala acher, and he gives it to someone else. Also acher, yotze, that other person, Levi, let's say Reuven steals matzah. Actual matzah, not kemach. He steals actual matzah from Shimon. And then he goes in and he sells the matzah to Levi. Okay? Also acher, yotze ba. Why? Dahavi shini rishus. Because if he goes and he gives it to Levi as a matana or he sells it to him, that's going to be what? That's going to be a shini rishus, and Levi's going to be kone, and Levi could be yotze. She says, bedafke echi dahava gam kein yeyush bailim. You need also, in that case, to have a yeyush, where the owner who was stolen from, he was miyayish. He gave up hope of getting it back. So the yeyush plus the shini rishus allows Levi to be kone. The shini rishus greida, because we hold the same way yeyush alone is not kone, shini rishus also is not kone alone. And in that case, Levi could be actually make the bracha. Because to him, it didn't come to him be iser. Okay? Because there was already what? There was already a yeish of the nigzal before it came into the hands of Levi. And in this case, if Levi would then give it back to Reuven who stole it, Gama Gazan Yotze Ba. The Gazan would also be Yotze Davi Yeish Shini Rishus. Okay? L'chayre he could be Mevarech. Uleinyan Maror Im Yotze Big Gazal Bidi Yevet. And with respect to what? Maror, if you're going to, you have stolen Maror, whether it has the same halachas as Matzah, he says, Ayayim Beber Halacha, check out the Beber Halacha, where he clears possibly by Maror, Bidi Yevet you would be Yotze, and he says no, and then he goes back and forth, Ayayin Sham. And now, go to the Ramah, the end of this, go back into the Ramah. Ulinyan bracha ayin lakam and resh simon taf resh mem tes. He says, with respect to bracha, see further ahead in taf resh mem tes. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, sifkat and yudches. Ulinyan bracha ayin rechon alomar. It's a sham mevoar. That there, it becomes clear, ulinyan bracha, bekol gavne, ein levarech afilu bimakom de kana. He says, it's clear there that with respect to bracha, the guy can't make the bracha, even though he's kone with shinui. Because it's still going to be something that's disgusting, like the bracha. Ubeina bracha, the achilas matzah, ubein berchas amotzi, whether it's the berchas hamitzvah or the berchas nenin. Ah, it's no longer a gezel. So that's what I was telling you. It might still have like a shame gezel, even after. Right? Yeah, it might have a shame gezel. Or the pshat could be that since you got it through what? You got it through gzela, even though it's not mitzvah baba avera anymore, it's still disgusting because it came through avera. So different shot them there in the sugyas, but that's ulinya birchas hamazon, ayin la'el simin kufsari vav, sif al b'shabrura, birchas hamazon is a whole tumult, maybe birchas hamazon is different than the bracha rishona. Pashtus, it should be the same, that's what many achronim learn, that you wouldn't make a birchas hamazon either, okay? Even though your yotzei matzah, you wouldn't make either the brachas, and you wouldn't make a birchas you wouldn't make a birchas hamazon. And that's why earlier the Mishnah Berurah said that l'chadchila, even though your yotze was stolen matzah, you shouldn't use it because you can't make brachas on it. It's only if you did, then at the end of the day, you were yotze. Just to be One interesting thing, just from Dirshu, a person we say has to own the matzah that he eats. Okay, so the Achronim bring up, then how could a guest who eats his matzahs, who eats the matzah from his host, how can he be yotzei the mitzvah? So some Achronim actually say that a guest should go ahead and acquire the matzah that he's being served. Okay, yeah, ideally even, yeah. Others hold that it's not necessary, okay, to make a kinyan, and different reasons are given. One is that it could be assumed that the host gave it to him as a gift, okay? Even though he didn't clearly say so, like we said. Others say a person does not actually have to own the matzah. It's sufficient if he just has permission to eat the matzah, because they hold, not like we said, that you have to own it. And the only problem with matzah gzula is mitzvah b'avera. Others say once the person chooses the matzah, it's inedible for anyone else. And this is now becoming an act of acquisition, okay? By the time he swallows the matzah, what that svara is, I ain't shum, dirshu, adkan.
I was going to ask, how can anyone ever eat at someone's house? Like, it's the same issue, though.
No, because it might not be.